15:13. And we do have some notes out there with some of these scriptures on them. But the foundation text for this message is Romans 15:13. Let's pray over it. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to give us eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to respond to what your Spirit is saying to us. We ask you, Lord, to bless this word today and translate it to us by the Holy Ghost, Lord. We are growing in our faith and in our knowledge of your word, God, and you're reminding us of things we already know, Lord, and sharpening us in areas that need to be sharpening and correcting us, Lord, in areas that need to be corrected. And we're just wanting to draw close to you during this time, Lord. And we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, we're continuing our series, 9 Fruits and 9 Gifts. Amen. Fruits and gifts. Praise God. And our foundation text is Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So, you know, Christians or followers of Jesus were also known as believers. Amen. And I love the, you know, again, the Copelands and how they call their ministry, a lot of it, the Believer's Voice of Victory, right? And they're having the Southwest Believers Convention. Amen. Somebody say, I'm a believer. I am a believer. Amen. We're not doubters, we're believers. And believers, look, I mean, here's some reasons why to be believers, because we'll be filled with joy and peace as believers. Amen. And joy and peace is, you know, things that the world doesn't have, the world doesn't know. Amen. And people are chasing things that they might think make them happy, but not joyful. Amen. A new car might make me happy, but no matter how many new cars I get, right? No matter how nice my yard looks, or, you know, how healthy my body is, those are good things, right? But the joy that comes from the Holy Ghost is eternal. Amen. It's a blessed life. And the only way to receive that joy and peace from God is in believing. Believing in what? Believing in Jesus. Well, that's a simple fact, right? There's simple truth. Believing in what? No, it's not believing in what. It's believing in who, right? Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's where our hope and our peace is and our joy every single day. And we're called to abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is what's different between you and the rest of the world. Amen? You're called to abound in the joy of the Lord, in the hope of the Lord, in the peace of the Lord. Amen? By the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's the only way to do that. Amen? Anybody can put on an act for a while, but if we want to truly abound in these things, then we do it by the power of the Holy Ghost. And he carries us through tough times, amen? Anybody ever been through a tough time, right? The Holy Ghost is who carries you through that, amen? And I remember sometime over the last year, it was at the Redeemed Family Weekend, and Sarah brought up her picture of that footprint story. You remember the footprint story, you know, and the poem, and, you know, the two sets of footprints in the sand, and there's one section, there's just one set of footprints, and it's the guy and Jesus, and they're talking, and he's like, why did you leave me at this point in my life? And he says, I didn't leave you, I carried you at that point in your life. It's like, wow, that's how close he is, amen? And there's no joy like Jesus' joy. There's a song we used to sing in choir, This Joy I Have. The world didn't give it to me. My car didn't give it to me. My job didn't give it to me. My spouse didn't give it to me. The Lord gave it to me. And so the world can't take it away. Amen? The devil can't take it away. Amen? We are standing firm in the joy of the Lord and the peace of God. Amen? And it's a decision. It's a choice to stay connected to him. Praise God. But we're focusing on the Big 18, receiving and activating the fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit. So it's important to remember, if these are fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit, who needs to be involved in this, right? You, yeah, but also the Holy Spirit, right? They're the gifts of the Spirit, so we have to be plugged into Him at all times, amen? In other words, these aren't gifts and fruits that we can just conjure up and stir up on our own, you know? The self-improvement and self-help aisles at bookstores are packed full of maybe good stuff, but how many know I couldn't help myself enough to get myself out of hell? There wasn't a shovel big enough to dig myself out of the mess I was in. And humanity, really, right? The Garden of Eden changed everything. Amen. And isn't it interesting? When you think about the Garden of Eden, it didn't even get past the first guy. Do you think God was surprised about that? The first man I made, right? And he didn't even get past his kids when the first murder happened, right? Amen. So when sin came into the picture, it messed up everything, right? The devil messed up everything, and there wasn't a shovel big enough, wasn't a rope long enough to save us. We couldn't, in other words, I couldn't do this myself. I needed help, right? Just like I couldn't sin by myself, I needed help. The devil gave me an idea, and I sinned, right? I did it. But aren't you thankful that Jesus came? And Jesus is the rope. Jesus is the shovel. He's the one who saved me, right? And that's where our hope is, in the power of the Holy Ghost and the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is what we're talking about, amen? But there are fruits that come with any type of tree, amen? I don't know, and now I'm not an arborist or anything, but I haven't ever seen an apple cherry tree, right? Or an orange banana tree. Now, we made smoothies last week in church, and so you had everything in there, right? But don't you know, the Holy Ghost is the only tree that has multiple fruits coming out, and good stuff, right? Not bad stuff, good stuff. Praise God. I was walking through the store the other day, and I'm believing God to help me make better choices with how I eat. And you know, the fact is, the truth is, most stuff, I just had to come to grips. You know what? Most of the things on this aisle I'm on right now, I cannot eat anymore. It was like, it'd be better for me just to eat the paper on the packages. When you look at all the junk, and bright colored paper, and it looks happy, and it's, you know, smiling people, and it might even say things like fat-free. Yeah, great, okay, you know, and they try to sell you on it's healthier. Even McDonald's now sells mixed salads. It's like, you know, I have never gone to McDonald's and thought, I'm getting a salad. I mean, like, come on, right? And Coke now, I've seen commercials from Coke, and they talk about, we also sell water. Like, are you kidding me? If ever I wanted a Coke, I want a Coke, all right? That's why I enjoy Burger King, because they just say, we know what you want, and that's all we're selling. Right? Amen. But there's good stuff that we need to be eating for our spirit, right? Good stuff, good fruits, amen? The Holy Ghost is not, you know, you'll notice these are fruits. They're not, you know, junk food for the soul, right? And I have to remind myself that all the time when I'm out, when I'm on my day job and so forth, and I'm on a route. There's a lot of things I can plug into, but, you know, it's like Jesus, remember the Mary and Martha story where he says, you know what, you know, Martha, there's a lot of other things, well, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but Mary has chosen the good thing. Plug into me, right? And a lot of sports radio I like to plug into sometimes and listen to, but most of it is just junk. Just absolutely junk. So we got to trade the junk for Jesus. And I'll tell you what, I'm probably not the only one in this room that can trade in some junk for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And it doesn't mean that we just, you know, 29 hours a day we're reading the Bible. And you know, the Lord understands we got stuff to do. Amen? But we need to be plugging into Jesus all day long. Putting the Word first, plugging into the Word, listening to the Word, studying the Word, hearing the voice of the Lord. This morning, I'm so thankful. It's been a while since I've been able to wake up early. I used to wake up automatically at 6, you know, 5:45. But I don't know if it's been the weather or what. or just staying up later, who knows. But it's like a, like the other day, I literally rolled out of bed and into my service truck. I was late, not late, but I didn't have time to get into the Word like I always do in the morning. You know, that's not the norm for me. Well, this morning, I believe there was an angel that nudged me awake. I literally felt somebody push me on the shoulder, like 5:45 in the morning, and I was just awake. Praise God. So I got up and had some prayer time and went for a walk. And then I came back and it was time for my Eagle Mountain, you know, broadcast at 7 in the morning, our time, and plugged into that, you know. So I got charged up. Praise God. But it's just about the Lord helping us to recognize the junk and trade the junk for Jesus. Amen. And he'll help us with that. He's faithful. Amen. But look at Galatians 5. 22 and 23, and I have it here in the notes, or you can look it up. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So there's our checklist right there, all right? Before I say a word, before I think a thought, amen. It's got to be that detailed. It's got to be that important to us, right? Okay, is that word I'm about to say, is that loving? Is it joyful? Is there peace? Is there kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control? It's just kind of a good checklist for us. It's like we need to have a filter. The Holy Ghost should be the filter on our mouths, right? Between our heart and our mind and our mouth, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, helps us to recognize. Is this thought going to bring me joy? And the devil works in the spirit realm too, right? And he'll use scriptures to prove that what you're doing is okay, right? Steve, you know, you're just nothing but a pile of dirt. But God still loves you. So, you know, he'll tear you down. He'll tear us down. But where's the joy in that? The Holy Ghost never came to me and told me I was a pile of dirt. He came and told me I'm a child of the King. And just this past week, Shelley taught a great message to our youth about the character, the life of Peter. And she talked about what's Peter's name mean. And it, you know, it means rock. His name was changed from Simon, which means reed, swayed by the wind and everything, to rock. Rock solid. And I created my own acronym for rock. And it may be a series someday, who knows? It's in my notes somewhere, right? But rock, I put righteous, R. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. O, I'm an overcomer in Jesus, right? C, I am called and chosen by the Lord. And K, I am a kid of the King, the King's kid, right? Now, those are good things to remember. And those are things that the Holy Ghost brings to our remembrance. Amen? So many believers think that in order to build God up, you have to tear you down. Well, let me tell you something. The Lord does not tear you down to build himself up. Amen? He builds you up in your most holy faith. That's what praying in the Holy Ghost does. Praying in the Holy Ghost will build you up. Now, there's some things we do got to tear down, right? Some wrong thinking, some habits, whatever, all the stuff the enemy wants to do. That needs to be tore down. But he will build you up in your most holy faith. That's who the Holy Ghost is. Amen? So praise God. We're talking about the gifts and fruits of the Spirit. And on your notes there, we also have the gifts of the Spirit listed out of 1 Corinthians 12, 4 and 7 through 10. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Amen. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. And again, this is 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 and 7 through 10. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. Amen. And these things, I believe, can be in operation and should be in operation every Sunday, right? Because it's all the Holy Ghost. Doesn't mean we have to have one guy that does word of wisdom and a lady that does word of knowledge and somebody who teaches faith. No, that's all. Who is this from? It's from the Holy Spirit. And he's here every week. So he'll use these as he decides and anoint certain people with these gifts and things. And we'll get into more of that, you know, in weeks to come. But it's important to remember it's all about the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Spirit of God, the fruit of the Spirit, and the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. But these gifts are, an important thing to remember is these are to build up the body of Christ, not tear down the body of Christ. Amen? Why go somewhere that tears you down? Amen? Go somewhere to be built up. There was a diner that they had that I haven't been to in a long time, but in downtown Portland, and it's like a New York diner. And the waitress there was intentionally rude to people to make it more authentic and like New York. And she was ornery, mean. And people were entertained by it, you know. But you know what? Church ought not be a place where we come to be tore down. Right? We come here to be built up in our faith. Right? There's some correction involved always, but that's to build me up and encourage me. Right? And so the Lord is into building up. And think about what Jesus did in his day job before he was in full-time ministry, right? He was a carpenter. What do carpenters do? Build things. Build things up. He wasn't a demolition expert, right? The word does say he came to destroy the works of the devil. Why? Because the devil is the destroyer. Amen. So these are good things to remember. Amen. But today we want to look at, and if you've missed any of these, we did the first three gifts, messages on them a couple weeks ago. So on our website, it's actually listed there. The fruit of love, the fruit of joy, the fruit of peace are actually online there. So, but today we're going to look at the fruit of long suffering. That's everybody's favorite word, isn't it? That's the fruit I want right there. Right? It, just saying it makes you want to say it long. Long suffering. Amen. The fruit of long. Somebody say, Lord, just give me the fruit of long suffering. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, the concordance, one of the definitions I liked out of this that jumped out at me was it means with long enduring temper. Praise the Lord. With patience. Patience is a word there, right? With long enduring temper. Don't you know we'd all benefit from having long enduring tempers, right? We don't just snap at people and have short tempers. That's not the fruit of the Spirit. Amen? With long enduring temper. Endurance is a big word there. Amen? Have you ever had anybody around you had to endure? I love you. I just don't really like you. And I'm enduring your presence right now. Hallelujah, right? That's just, that may be some, you know, some folks like that, that just, you know, our personalities don't mesh or whatever, but in the body of Christ, we need to be experts at long suffering. There was I was in the choir back at New Beginnings, and there was this one, and I joined the choir because it was awesome. But when I joined the choir, I got to know some people in the choir. And most of them were great, but there was one particular lady that got on me about my clapping or something. You're clapping wrong. Like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, if you want to act like a fool, go on ahead. I said, hey, come on, you're white like me. We both clap the same. But there was some long suffering needed. You didn't want to have a clash in the choir, right? The devil's always messing with the worship because he knows if he can mess up the worship, he'll get to the other people, right? So we had to just endure one another. Amen? Praise God. I know you've never had a challenge, and that was in church. I mean, just imagine at the workplace or at home or whatever, you know? We just got to be people that know how to long suffer with one another. Amen? Praise the Lord. Then an adjective or some adjectives for this are enduring injury, trouble, provocation, long or provocation long and patiently. So provoking, right? Listen, we ought not be people that provoke one another except to love each other. Amen? And there are people out there that just have this provoking thing on. They know what buttons to push, especially if they know you. They know what buttons to push. And sometimes they just get into the mood or whatever. And we just got to be people that know how to endure. Turn the other cheek. Walk the other way. Blow it off. I'm preaching to me too. Don't be a reactor. Amen. And so enduring injury. And you know, well, I'm not going to go there yet. I'll come back to that. But Exodus 34, verses 1 through 6 is one of the first places that I see that word long-suffering. And it has to do with the character and nature of God. Amen? So that would be our out, wouldn't it? Lord, this is who you are, but I am not you. So therefore, you can have Sister Sue, because I am not you. Well, that's not an excuse, is it? We're called to have the fruit of the Spirit, and this is who God is. Amen? Exodus 34, verses 1 through 6. And the Lord said to Moses, cut two tablets of stone like the first ones, and I will write on these tablets the words that were on the first tablets which you broke. That joke that says, who's the only guy that ever broke all 10 commandments at the same time? Moses. Because he wasn't long-suffering enough, was he? He came down from the mountain, and all them children of Israel were partying and drinking and doing weed, fornicating, built a golden calf, and he took those stone tablets and just crushed them, right? And he had there you go, right? But Moses, God still calls Moses the most humble man that ever walked on the face of the earth, right? And Moses, I'm sure, has a high position in the kingdom of heaven to this day, right? So be ready in the morning and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai and present yourself to me there on the top of the mountain. And no man shall come up with you. Let no man be seen throughout all the mountain. Let neither flocks nor herds feed before the mountain. So he cut two tablets of stone like the first ones. Then Moses rose up early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and he took in his hand the two tablets of stone. Verse 5, now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord passed before him, proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth. Praise God. So long-suffering is a part of God's character. Amen? Praise the Lord. And when you think about it, I was just pondering how much trouble these children of Israel were. You know, here he delivers them out of 400 years of slavery, and they're continually griping, complaining, sinning, you know, provoking him. And he is long-suffering toward them, time after time after time after time. Amen? Just a good example of God's character. Amen. And this is a fruit of the Spirit. And God expects us to respond in the same way with people, right? Somebody say, I am long suffering. I am long suffering. Amen. Psalm 86:15 says this, but you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. Praise the Lord. And I just think about those words like compassion and gracious and long-suffering and mercy, and yet truth is in there, right? The truth is the children of Israel were nuts. They were sinning. They were doing terrible things, and the truth was they should have been dead, right? But God, you know, who is he? Compassion, grace, long-suffering, merciful. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we ought not let the truth get in the way of the love. Amen? The justice of God is not going to be overwhelmed by the love of God. Amen? And that doesn't mean every person that's ever walked this planet is coming to heaven. Now, I'm getting a little ahead here, but I heard a minister preach this a couple weeks ago on the difference between kindness and goodness. Wouldn't you think that kindness, and you hear that a lot in society right now, right? Always act in kindness to everyone. Well, praise God, yeah. But goodness has to do more with doing what's right. A little difference there. Amen? Wouldn't it just be kind of God to just allow everybody to come to heaven? How could he not? He's full of kindness. Well, yeah, but he's also good. He made the way to heaven. That's how kind he was. He laid his life down. But if folks don't receive that, don't come to Jesus, then they've made their decision. And they will see the justice side of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But we don't want to be people like Mom was sharing with Franklin Graham's ministry coming, and they had some training for volunteers. And they said, hey guys, we want to get people saved, but don't come and be weird Christians. Don't come out here. And I know what he meant. You go to some of these Christian events and there's people out there with bullhorns. You're all going to hell. We had some of those at the high school this past year, preaching at kids. You're going to hell, you little sinners. And they feel like they're just ministering. No, no, no. You're not. You're condemning. Amen. Oh, God is a God who is long-suffering. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 2. We're going to look at a couple more verses here. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, that you are so long-suffering. Amen. He's long-suffering because he loves me. He loves us. 2 Peter 3, verses 14 and 15. Therefore, beloved, Peter is talking, looking forward to these things. If you're wondering what these things are, you can go back and read the whole chapter. Be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, and consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Amen. The long suffering of the Lord is salvation. That just jumped out at me when I was doing this study. I'm going to read this again. 2 Peter 3:14-15. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, and consider that the long suffering of the Lord is salvation. So the long suffering of the Lord is my salvation. Amen? And when I go back to these adjectives here, you know, enduring injury, trouble, provocation, patiently, I think about me and Jesus. How he has been long suffering with me throughout, up to this week. I'm telling you, right? He's endured some things that probably hurt him, some stuff that I said or did, right? Some trouble I might have, you know, things that came out of my mouth or stuff, you know what I'm saying? Thoughts and just wandering off from his presence. Amen? His long suffering is my salvation today. And it's good to just remember that. Anytime my long suffering maybe is challenged, I just need to come back to remembering how many times I challenge him with my own actions and issues and things that he's delivering me from. And that'll help me to be more patient with you, some lady that doesn't think I clap right, people on the highway, people at work, people at home, whatever. Amen? His long suffering is my salvation, don't you know? Amen. When we get to heaven and we see he's still got the scars on his hands and his feet, you know, and that's not for him to just ogre it over us. Have you seen White Christmas where Danny Kaye and Bing Crosby, and every time Bing Crosby doesn't want to do something, Danny Kaye goes, oh, but what was it, his side or his arm? If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. But he saved in World War II, and he saves his life and he scratches his arm. And Bing Crosby says, hey, listen, you saved my life. If there's anything I can ever do for you. Well, actually, there is. I'd like to join your act and go on tour with you and sing, and they become famous. And every time Bing Crosby doesn't want to do something, Danny goes, oh, but I know you don't have to. It's not like Jesus is going to be like that in heaven, right? Look what I did for you. Right? No, 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 no. Amen. It's a reminder that we have forgiveness and victory, the love of God, the peace of God, the long suffering of our Savior. Amen. That he did that for me. He endured that for me so I wouldn't have to have a sniffle. So why should I? Now see, here's where the Holy Ghost is going right now. There are some things we ought not be long suffering with. Don't be patient with sickness. Don't be patient with sin. Don't be patient with things the devil's trying to do. Amen? When you see the life of Jesus, somebody comes up to him with a devil, now you are free. Amen? He wasn't like, oh, we just need to be long-suffering with the devil. No, 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 no. We need to be instant in season and out of season. But see, if we're walking this way, we'll see that. If we're living this way, we'll see that. There are some things, you know, the world talks about tolerance. There are some things you don't have to tolerate as a believer. You don't have to tolerate one day of sickness. Amen? Praise God. We have the victory in Jesus. We have the victory in Jesus. We will not tolerate any of the curse in our lives. Zero. Why? Because that's what his scars remind me of. Amen. The stripes on his back remind me that I'm healed and he will not tolerate sickness in my body. Amen. The piercing of his skull reminds me that he became poor so I could become rich. He took the curse of the thorns on his life. Amen. So that you and I could be blessed. Our thought life could be pure and so forth, right? His hands and his feet, wherever I put my hands and feet, God will give it to me as an inheritance, right? I'm forgiven of all sins. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. His long, that's thank you, Holy Ghost. That is a huge part of what that verse means. His long suffering is my salvation. He suffered through all that, so I don't have to go through life suffering. Amen. Praise God. So when we encounter issues, when issues come after us, when issues crop up in our lives, we need to be using God's word against it and taking our stand of faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm preaching to me too. Now look at Colossians 3 as we close today. We'll close with this one. Verses 12 through 13. Paul is speaking, therefore, which really the Holy Ghost is speaking. If it's in the Bible, the Spirit of God is speaking. Jesus is speaking. Amen. People say, you know, if it's in red, Jesus said it. Well, Jesus is the whole Word of God, right? He is the Word. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, that's something to ponder right there. You are the elect of God. God chose you. That's an awesome thing, right? I think about, you know, when President Trump was elected president, even before he took office, he already was doing stuff. He was already making plans, hiring people, you know, and we got to act like that as believers. You know what? I'm the elect of God. I'm healed. I'm blessed, right? We start doing and saying things accordingly. Put on, so there's some things we got to put on, right? Put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. So see, long-suffering is something I have to consciously put on. It's not going to happen by accident, right? Bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Amen? So walking in that attitude of forgiveness, not harboring things in our lives. We watched a really neat episode of Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, that Hallmark show. It's a good show. And the lead character, Oliver. What's his last name? Oliver O'Toole, U.S. Postal Service. for generations of O'Tools. He's been in the U.S. Postal Service. Well, he found out in this show yesterday, and they're great writers, you know. But he had this issue with his father for like years, and he hadn't spoken with him for years. And come to find out, one of the main things that he despised about his dad was that he dared leave the post office and go work for FedEx. We're talking 200 years of O'Tools. And he had the gall to leave. And he's a believer, and their faith is out. It's a well-written show, you know. But he still, even as a believer, had issues with unforgiveness. And what a giving person they are. And this, it's a great show. But just compassion and loving people and finding these dead letters and getting them to people, just a neat show. But he, in this show, had issues with his father that he needed resolved. Amen? Praise the Lord. So just because we're believers doesn't mean there might not be occasionally something that comes up where we just say, you know what, right now, I forgive so-and-so. Right? Jesus forgave me and suffered long for me, so therefore I can forgive that and just forget about it. Just release it to God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's all pray in Jesus' name. Let's stand up on our feet and close our time together in a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just begin to thank the Lord for that fruit of long-suffering today. Lord, we thank you. We praise you that you're a God of love and peace and joy, and that you have been so long-suffering with us. We thank you for that, Jesus. We receive it today afresh. And we call ourselves, Lord, long-suffering, Lord. We have long-enduring temper, just like our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we are not people that are quick-tempered with others. We walk in love. We live by faith, Lord Jesus. We endure because we know we're loved by you, God. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. Let's just pray this after me. Say, Father God, I thank you for being so long-suffering with me. And I thank you, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that fruit of long-suffering is active in me now and working in me now, in Jesus' name. And in the same breath, Lord, say that, in the same breath, Lord, I will not suffer long with any of the curse active in my life. I cut it off now in the name and by the blood of Jesus. His long-suffering is my salvation in every area of my life, spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally. I call it complete in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Have a blessed day, and thanks for coming to church, everybody.